Hello, hello, it's me, Sobriety Park and Pill at Turning the Pages Podcast. Your girl is back. Short story. So for the past couple months, I've been really depressed and I'm like an extremeness. I'm high, strong. I'm a type of person that just don't know how to settle for nothing less. Mm-hmm. So I met my girl Coco at my other girl place, and it was crazy because at the time I was feeling the lowest because I'm used to feeling pain and going through pain and, you know, coming back on top and going through pain and then coming back on top. I'm used to that. So me being clean and not being in a foggy state of mind, it's a challenge. It's a challenge because sometimes you want to break somebody's neck. Sometimes you want to, I mean, I'm just keeping it real.
Right.
I'm a real chick. Always been a real chick, yes. Trying to learn how to be, you know, a chick is not trying to be kind of calm and collected. Yeah, like this.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like I've been through so much worse.
Right.
This is nothing.
Yes.
So it's 12 o'clock in the morning.
Hey.
12 o'clock in the morning, and I met Coco when I was filling my locus. And I didn't want to just be behind the wheel, just driving all over town. Not knowing what to do next, you know, just been out of control for real. Like I felt myself about to be out of control. So the energy of what I pray for and think of and say and just bring over my body brought me over to my girlfriend's place. And I met Coco. The crazy thing about it is like I've never liked being around a lot of females. I'm just keeping it real. Never really could have a relationship with females.
Right.
You know, I guess because of my past, I used to be a madam. I lost my identity. You know, all kinds of stupid stuff. I'm still fighting a battle that I thought I won, but you never really win it if you don't heal from it.
So sometimes you can be in a situation and it looks just like the past.
Mm-hmm.
And it completely probably not even the past.
Right.
It's just that you haven't healed.
Right.
So I had to start thinking and saying, okay, I gotta start looking at something different. I have to be around people that have that energy that's inside me boil over and just come up, you know, like an atomic bomb?
Atomic bomb.
Yes, I feel bombs inside me a lot of times when I'm doing stuff. And it's good bombs.
Okay.
But you know, the fact that I met you, you didn't know that you helped me at the time of need.
Mm.
You know, I was really into what you were saying. I loved your aura. I loved your energy. And I mean, I loved everything about you. I was like, this is a real chick.
Right.
You know, and a lot of times I do size chicks up when I'm around them because the first thing I date, because of my past, is if I'm out on the street, walking down the street with them and something pop off, do I believe this chick going to have her back against my back and we're going to wail the tech? You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So I felt that.
Right.
I felt that energy, and that means a lot to me because I don't trust.
Right.
Well, no, you know what? I think my trust problem is trusting people too much first, and if they mess up, I'm done with them.
Okay.
But I'm a forgiving person.
Right.
So you have stress flexed.
Mm-hmm.
12 o'clock in the morning, you came over here, set up, and you did the daggone thing.
Hey, listen.
How did you get here?
So,
this is my girl Coco now.
So, this is basically, so my journey started, you say it in terms of stretch flex wellness period.
Yeah, just like, I mean, it could be the journey before.
My background is in mental health.
Okay.
Right? So, I have been working in the mental health industry probably for like 25, 30 years now.
Okay.
And so, in doing that, I work with children, I work with families, I work with people in recovery, work with the elderly, just everybody in the community. Baltimore City, Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, I'm all over. And so, you know, in that, I always had that type of energy where, you know, I could connect with people very quickly. My mother used to tell me that even when I was younger. She said, you always played with the people that nobody else played with, you know? And so that's just been my journey all along. I've always worked with people ever since I had been in my career. Recently, I wanted to be a masseuse, but every time I looked at it, it just seemed like it was so much. And then I got introduced to a gentleman who I would say is my mentor, my teacher. His name is Ben. And Ben introduced me to stretching. And I would watch these videos and I would just be like, oh, that look like it feels so good. Oh my God. Yeah. And this is it. So I was like, I need to learn how to do that. So I got with Ben and I took a course, and before you knew it, I committed. As soon as I took the course, I loved it. It was about 10 people in the class. I got a chance to stretch different people. And it was just, it felt like it was calling me. It was something that was just literally calling me. So I was like, I'm doing this. I'm going to commit to the table, which is what I did first. Mm-hmm. And I was doing mobile stretching. I was going here, there. And, you know, I stumbled my way through it. But I felt comfortable putting my hands on people and touching them and feeling their energy. And then I started getting really good feedback. From there, I was fortunate enough. I have a friend who is a manicurist and a pedicurist, and she has her own shop, and she introduced me to, you know, some studio space. I was able to secure that. And then it's just been a wonderful journey since then, you know?
So let me ask you this. You say you've been in mental health and things like that. What did you think about me when you first met me?
So it was a Friday night, so we all loose. You came in with very high energy. I'm not sure what the lady's name was with you, you know, and I didn't know what the relationship was, but I was excited because, like you said, we came down to now my girl too, you know. We gotta say it.
Yeah, BK Lobster, Jerry.
My friend Jerry. So it was just like, it was a lot of dots. Jerry had her best friend, and, you know, it was just a very, very just good vibe. So when I met you, it was just high energy. I don't typically take pictures, you know. So when you came, it was like, come on, sis, let's take pictures. I was like, yeah, okay. Because I liked you. You had a very, very warm hug, you know, a warm hug. And, you know, because some people hug you and they kind of like pat you on the back, but that's not what I felt. It was a embrace, and it was like, you cool with me because your homegirl cool with my homegirl, and then it was just all connected. So it was a warm vibe when I met you.
Yeah, definitely. I loved it. It's like, you know, I mean, because of this new world I'm living in, because 26 years I've been addicted to drugs. Mm-hmm. This is new for me.
Right.
I like chaos.
Yes.
You know, something about chaos that still turns me on.
Right.
I mean, I'm just keeping it real. So I have a lot of work to do on myself, and you helped me just be able, because I was like, I'm going through some stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm around these females and I don't want them seeing me weak.
Yeah.
But I'm going through some stuff and I need help.
Absolutely. Yes.
Y'all was there.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was able to be myself, go off, like, I hate men. All kinds of stuff.
And we kind of like,
I can't I say, look, I don't want to hear nothing.
Yeah,
I don't want to hear anything. I'm tired of not talking. Absolutely. I'm tired of just being smiley, go lucky type of goofy girl.
Right.
But I just keep it real because people don't know that part about me. Mm-hmm. They say, Sarai, you always doing something, she's doing. But you don't know the problems I go through. Mm-hmm. The more I do, the more people I take care of, the more people I love.
Yeah.
The more love that's coming out of me that I need.
Right.
You know, so I'm like, dang, you know, let's do this. Let's get this rolling, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And you was like, yeah, the podcast, whatever, I'm like, no, I'm talking about when we doing it now.
No. So you got to back up from that. So what happened was, the way I was introduced, it was like Stretch Flex Wellness. So I meet you, let's just say, between like 8 and 9:30, I met you. P.M. on a Friday. Saturday at 7:30 in the morning, I get a text message. Peace, sis. It was nice to meet you. I want to stretch and I want to do a podcast. I was like, oh, okay, well, let's do it Tuesday. At first, I kicked Tuesday. And then when I started thinking about Jerry at BK Lobster and everything, I was like, because, you know, based on how I had been up here and the things that I know that she was trying to do, I was like, it would be a good look to kind of like break this in, you know, ask her. And so, no, I said, I'll reach out to her. No, you said, I'll reach out to her. And I said, okay, I will. So it's Saturday. I'm chilling. I'm doing what I do. 3 hours later, you text me back. Did you reach out to her? And I was like,
I already know she did.
Nah, I didn't really get, I didn't reach out. So I was like, oh, man, this girl is on it. Let me think about this in a different way. 2 hours after that, you text, we good. So it was like, you reached out and you took that. I was like, all right, cool. I got it from here. You know, so I appreciate that because, you know, sometimes we got to push each other, you know, and I, this is my first podcast ever. First time doing a podcast. So it was like,
and you hot.
Do I really want to talk? You know,
yeah. And you hot.
But it was a good look, and I was, because it was you, and because I believe in you, I believe in Jerry. I got my good friend who has, you know, she's a broker and, you know, a developer and all of that. I was like, this makes sense. Like you said, just women collectively getting together, yes. different fields, you know. But we all trying to push to take care of ourselves, of course, take care of our families, you know, just kind of make, you know, our world a better place.
Right.
Just giving our little sprinkle on it.
And y'all, like, at the time I needed the most, because I probably would have, like, just gave up on some stuff.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. And I'm not a give it up type of person.
Right.
But because I go all the way in with everything I have.
Right.
And y'all saved me.
Cool.
You don't understand. Y'all either saved me or saved somebody else.
Okay.
Let me say that. Because it felt like I wanted to hurt somebody.
Yeah.
That's why I came around some love. You know what I'm saying? I say, you know, I know me.
Right.
I say, sobriety, you haven't seen this part of you in a long time.
Mm.
Run for your life.
Mm.
Okay. And the energy just brought me over here, BK Lobster.
Right.
Something just say, call your girls.
Right.
You know, you know you can just go to see sis. Right. You know what I'm saying? Then all of a sudden I see another sis and another sis. I'm like, what the hell is going on around all these broads? And you know what I mean? Like, God, are you working on me? That's like, God, you working on me?
God is so serious, and but that guy is probably one of the biggest comedians
ever.
He's
so gangster.
He was compassionate, all of that. But sometimes the way he maneuvers, like, it's always chest.
And I was like, I get it, I get it. And it's crazy because I talked to one of my homeboys. He a pastor, though. I call him I'm the chick that, you know, get a passes, you know, that and hug, like, right. like a straight gangster, right?
Yeah.
And they know that's me, you know, so I'm not in the field of being around females that don't have some kind of thuggish mannerist, like, go hard type of thing.
Right.
And it's like, I felt loved. I felt like I was one all over again. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it just did everything for me. And I was like, I can live another day without, and then I was like, That stretch put me in a different world.
Yeah.
And like I was saying with the pastor, I said, you know, I'm about to go off. I'm about to give up on some stuff. And he was like, no, I got you.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I'm going to show you how you can think of it, look at it in a different route. And I'm like, I already learned this. I did this process before. What you mean looking at it in a different route?
Right,
but
right.
What you didn't teach me when you already taught me what you taught me,
right,
you know?
Right.
Excuse me for that. Uh-huh. So I was like, what are you talking about? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then it's like, I kept hearing his voice, look at it in a different way.
Mm.
Look at it in a different way.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? So I started, I said, oh, crap. It's not even nobody else, but it's me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting tired of some phony stuff that I probably produced and say it was cool, didn't say nothing about it. Mm-hmm. And then when I say something about it, I'm too harsh.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I don't have to be that way.
Right, right.
So I was like, let me just go ahead and just do some stretches. 12 o'clock, I'm going to do something totally different. That's how I am.
Yes.
I have to do something totally different.
Right.
From what I'm used to.
Right.
So I can see things in a different light.
Right.
So coming here, doing the podcast, stretching, you know, just being in a different zen, it was everything.
Right.
It was totally everything.
Well, stretching, so I was glad that we did it at night. The podcast, I was like, well, I really wanted you and Jerry to experience it, you know, because we need it. You know what I'm saying? And for me, when I was working in a mental health field, and now that I'm still doing that, but I'm also doing the stretching. And what I feel like is just a natural progression. Like, it could seem like two different careers, but I've dealt with people who, you know, can't get out of wheelchairs, that take lots of medicine that locks them up, that, you know, they have this anxiety, depression, people who can't get their heads off of the pillow. All different types of people that I dealt with. And so for me, in stretching, in any type of wellness where we can, what I'm learning is we can heal our own bodies. No dig to the mental health field, because I've been in it and that's what I do, right? But at the same time, I don't think that wellness can be compartmentalized. So I feel like we need body, mind, and spirit, right? So if you're taking the medication and you're not moving and you're not getting sunlight and you're not drinking water, it's not going to work, you know? If you're talking to somebody but you're still not doing all the other stuff, it's not going to work. So when I started to stretch and I started putting my hands on people and having different experiences, everybody is different. When I'm saying everybody, I'm saying actual, the physical body is different. Some people are hard, some people are soft, some people, you know, are trusting, some people are not. And, but what I found is, you know, I've had it all. I've had people be on my table and cry. I've had people pass gas. I've had people who had erections. I've had all types of experiences. And what I know is that it's a healing. You know, so the energy. So when I stretch through, I guess my question to you is literally like, once you laid on the table and I started to like, you know, put my hands on you. And how did that feel?
It felt good because I don't, like I say, like, sometimes I can just trust people off the top because I don't really want to go through the process of not trusting them after knowing them for too long.
That's
the type of, because I know me, if you validate, I mean, like, if you really like make me feel like I can't trust you after a year after being with you or something, to me that deserves for me to slap you. That's just the old me,
right?
And I seen the old me coming back,
right?
But so if I trust you right off the top, then I know like, okay, I can just do this and I'll be okay. But you really had me like, I made a decision when I laid on that table that I was going to give you all my trust.
Right.
And if it was any time at the time I was on that table to the ending, if it was something that made me wanted to push back, then I would have been leery about you. I gave you all my trust. And it made me feel like a new woman once I got up.
Yeah, you felt good.
I felt like a new person.
Physically, mentally, you felt
good. I'm talking about everything.
Yeah, that's cool.
I'm talking about everything.
That's cool.
Because I say, okay, I know mentally I'm strong, but I need something physically, you know, to let me feel this energy that I gotta give off me, which is it's craziness.
This is what I always tell people. It's very simple. It's not rocket science. It's something that we should all be doing daily, you know, whether you come into Stretch Flex Wellness, there are an array of people that do it all over this, you know, all over the city, all over the state, all over the world. So everybody should be stretching.
They should.
You know, in some type of way, whether it's assisted stretching or Pilates or yoga or whatever, you know. But here's the thing is all we're doing in the stretch is kind of giving you back to you. You know what I'm saying? It's more so like, it's almost like the word, you know. That's what the pastor is supposed to do. He's supposed to enlighten you. He's supposed to give you back to you. You're supposed to be able to get the oil and lay it, put the oil on somebody, you know, when you finish. That's all. It's just an empowerment. So I always try to tell people, just think of it like the Tin Man, right? And so you saw The Wiz. We're going to use The Wiz, not The Wizard of Oz. We're going to use The Wiz with Nipsey and Michael Jackson and Diana Ross in there. And so when they oiled Nipsey up, right, the Tin Man up, He was fly. You started going and dance. You know what I'm saying? And that's right. And this is all we're doing. We're just giving you blood and oxygen back to your body. That's it. It's not really that deep, you know. But because of how we are, how the world is, how much we have on our plate, we don't stop. We hit the ground. When we get up, we grabbing our phone. You know, we making a phone call. We returning texts. We returning emails. And we really just don't take that 10, 15 minutes to stretch. So because you don't do that, you need assistance. And that's where Stretch Flex Wellness comes in. Come to me.
Yes.
And then, and you know.
You have to come to her. Like,
yeah,
the reason why I wanted to do this, because I was like, you know, the energy is just awesome. And then some people don't have time during the daytime to do things. If you have an hour, like, I feel like, see, I have insomnia really bad. People don't know that about me either. You know what I mean? I have insomnia really, really bad. My mind cannot stop. So now I'm starting to count at night. When the morning, like you said, instead of putting your feet on that, I say, you know what, God, you know, I'm going to attract all well things now. I touch my head. I touch my heart. I touch my stomach. You know, I start breathing. And before I know it, I'm starting to feel calm. Instead of trying to just get up like boom, boom, boom. Like, because I'm used to that. Okay. You know, so it is very important to just do something different.
Absolutely.
It's so
important. So you should sleep a little better tonight.
I'm sleepy as hell right now.
You know what I mean? You
should. And I usually take medication.
Better, you know, flexible.
I'm sleepy as hell right now. I'm like, look, catch a cab home.
You should be a little bit more relaxed.
A little bit. Yeah. Girl, I'm sleepy as heck.
That's good.
I'm like, what a yawn.
I've had people call me like, yeah, that was the best sleep I had. You know, or something like that.
I'm not like that. I'm not that type of person that gets sleepy at all. Like, I take medication at night. People don't know that either. Mm-hmm. It's nothing, you know, it's natural medicine.
Yeah, natural.
But it doesn't work.
Right.
Not for a person like me. You know what I mean? Like, and I take it and I'll be up for 3 days.
Well, this is my mission. My mission is...
I'm ready to go big.
Yeah. It's to get the oldest person that I stretch is 88 years old. I stretch 3 people out of the family. The mother, the father, and a daughter. They have other children, but I stretch 3 in one family. And the goal for me is I want our people to be healthy. You know what I'm saying? I want to be healthy. You know? Yeah. It's a transference. Like, sometimes, like, I'm going to sleep good because I stretched, you know, 2 people at 10 o'clock at night or whatever, 12 o'clock
in the morning, girl.
So I'm going to be blessed. But there have been times when I've done stuff and I've stretched back to back, like maybe 15 people.
Mm-hmm.
And literally, if I did that on a weekend, it would probably take me to about Wednesday or Thursday to kind of really settle, because that's 15 different energies that I'm pulling, you know? And so, and then, you know, because stretching is about trust and breathing, those are the 2 main things. When you have to try to find your way into helping people get to the point where they need to get to, you know what I mean? And that's where the work comes in, you know? So a lot of people's like, well, why would I pay somebody to do this, whatever? I can only say if you experience, then you kind of understand, you know what I'm saying? Why people say, oh yeah, I'm going to get stretched.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's really what it's all about.
Yeah, because it was going to be either boxing or stretching. I was like, let me do stretching first, and then I'll do boxing later. Yeah. No, if I did boxing first, it probably would have been hard for me to get to the stretching part.
Okay.
I'm so sorry. I'm keeping it real.
But now keep in mind, whenever
I would have been boxing on everybody.
Any activity, I don't care if it's boxing or whatever, you should be stretching. You should be stretching before and afters.
Yeah.
They have a static stretch and a dynamic stretch. You know, when you're getting ready to warm, you need to warm your muscles up to actually be able to box. So you need more of a dynamic stretch.
Yeah.
Afterwards, you got to cool the muscles off. So then you have to go into a static stretch. So either way, you're not going to be able to get around it. You're still going to have to stretch.
Yeah.
Even if you decide to do a boxing
activity. I am going to do boxing. I think I want to do boxing. I want to do yoga. I want to do... Yeah. Like a lot of meditation type of things, you know what I'm saying? Because I was in a different world. Because I've been reading, and I've been looking at, you know, a lot of mentors, you know, how they always tell you to say what you want to come to you and things like that. And I stopped manifesting for the past month or so.
Yeah.
Because everything was so like, boom, 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 boom. Yeah. And then as soon as something occurred, I was upset.
Yes.
And I was like, chick, you've been through so much more. What the heck is wrong with you? But it took me a minute to get back to who I was.
Right.
But I really say thank you. I appreciate you.
No
Stress
problem.
Flex Wellness.
Stress Flex Wellness.
I'm telling you. Coco, telling you YouTube. Telling me on Instagram.
So I don't have a YouTube.
Yeah.
I'm still working on my marketing, but I am located in Charles Village. And that's 2524 North Charles Street. That's like 25th and Charles. And I do have an Instagram. It's _ Stretch Flex Wellness. And it's 2 X's. So it's STRETCHFLEXX. 2 X's.
I'm looking.
Wellness. So that's the Instagram. I get better with my marketing. I ain't going to even sit up here.
So, but I just have to say this. I mean, because I look at signs and wonders.
Uh-huh.
You say it's 2224?
2524.
Oh, 2524.
Okay. North Charles Street.
I was like 2224.
Yeah. 2226. It's BK. 2524. But I also do mobile stretches as well. I'm available for events. You know, so if somebody's getting married or you got a bachelor party or, you know, I do a lot of wellness. I do vending at a lot of wellness events. My mission is also to get to kids. Because see, here's the thing. Most people are sedentary now. Most people are working remotely. So they're always on the computer and they're always sitting down. Our kids are big video game players. So they play video games. They're on an iPad. So people got like tech neck and all this kind of stuff. So I just want to be able to like get to our people to make sure that, you know, they're healthy.
And we start tonight.
And we start tonight.
Tonight.
Yeah.
I just have to say, I appreciate you. Yeah. You know, shout out to what?
Shout out to Jerry and BK Lobster.
I wish she would just come over here and just show her face.
BK Lobster, a.k.a. I don't even know all
Brooklyn
the
other. Brooklyn Billy's Real Estate Club.
This gentleman right here that's Speedy. Behind the scenes, Speedy, he brought in a nice drink for us, you know what I'm saying? This is sparkling water. This is, it's called True.
True, right.
This one's called Rescue, and this one I really love because this is called Dream right here.
Yes,
so, you know, if you're not down with that, you need to get down with this. It's some refreshing sparkling water, so I'm loving that. We have some other people behind the scenes. That's very valuable. That's my I got some more hands to help carry my stuff for me. That's my best friend. So so I appreciate you.
So we're gonna do this again, and we'll probably be doing it like in Philly or something, or one of your pop up events or whatever.
Okay.
And we're gonna just get the day one thing going.
Let's get it going. Get y'all construction workers in here.
Hey.
Get them all in here.
Yes. Okay. So this is Turning the Pages podcast, and it is 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm super tired. I have not been tired in years. And I'm just so ready to go to bed. So I say, see you all next time in Coco. Tell them, see you.
Peace. Get out of here. Thank you. Thank you, everybody.